Good morning and thanks for tuning in to the CommSec US Close podcast for Friday, February 15, 2019. US share markets were mixed overnight. Weak retail sales data weighed on the shares of retailers, but there was ongoing optimism in relation to the US-China trade talks. Reports suggest that President Trump will extend the March 1 deadline for a trade deal. Without a deal, there could be a sharp lift in tariffs applied to Chinese goods. At the close of US trade, the Dow was lower by 104 points, or 0.4 of 1%. At its worst, it was down by around 235 points. The S&P 500 was down by 0.33% at the close, and the NASDAQ index was higher by almost 7 points, or about 0.33% at the close. In economic news, it was retail sales figures that were the focus for investors. Retail sales fell by 1.2% in December, which was well below the forecast for a rise of 0.2%. It was the biggest decline in 9 years. Excluding autos, sales were down by 1.8%. Sales are still up by 2.3% in annualized terms. Elsewhere, producer prices fell by 0.1% in January, which was below the forecast for an increase of 0.1%. The annual growth was down from 2.5% to 2%. Excluding food and energy, producer prices rose by 0.3%, which was just ahead of the market's expectations for a rise of 0.2%. New claims for unemployment insurance over the course of the last week were up by 4,000 to 239,000 in the latest week. The market was looking for a figure of closer to 225,000. Across the Atlantic in Europe, share markets were generally weaker on Thursday, with sentiment being dented by the weaker US retail sales data. Although shares in Airbus bucked the trend, rising by 2.7% in response to its earnings numbers, shares in Nestle were up by 1.6% to a record high after the confectionery maker provided positive sales guidance. Data in Germany showed that the economy avoided a recession in the December quarter, with activity being flat for the period. That was down from the 0.2% expansion seen for the broader Eurozone economy over the course of the same period. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index was down by 0.3%. The German DAX was down by 0.7%, and the FTSE in London was edging higher by around 0.1% at the close. In London trade, shares of Rio Tinto fell by 0.2%, while BHP was flat. In interest rate markets, US Treasuries were firmer on Thursday, meaning yields were lower in response to the latest retail sales figures. Two-year yields were down by 4 basis points to 2.5%. US 10-year yields were down by 5 basis points to 2.65%. Major currencies were generally weaker against the US dollar overnight compared with the Asian close yesterday. The Aussie dollar fell from highs around 71.3 US cents, trading as low as 70.75 at the lows. At the close of the US session, the Aussie dollar was around 71 US cents. Global oil prices rose by as much as 1.5% overnight. Brent crude was up by 96 cents or 1.5% to $64.57 a barrel. NYMEX light sweet crude oil was up by 51 cents or 0.9% to $54.41 a barrel. Base metals prices were mixed on Thursday on the London Metals Exchange. Lead was the most improved, rising by 1.3%, but nickel was down by 1.7% and tin fell by 1%. Gold futures fell by $1.20 an ounce, or 0.1% to $1,313.90 US per ounce, and iron ore rose by $1.35 or 1.6% to $87.80 US a tonne. Ahead in Australia, the RBA Assistant Governor Christopher Kent delivers a speech. In China, inflation data is released, with money supply data issued later on this evening. In the United States, later on tonight, industrial production figures are released in addition to consumer sentiment and the Empire State Manufacturing Index. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. I'm Tom Petrovsky.